How's everybody doing?
Good.
Who's going to start?
I think this is the first time we've spoken to you since Jerry from East Rutherford said that the Giants offense needs to be a little more aggressive. Jerry Reese.
Yeah, you know, we want to be more explosive. We're looking for explosive plays. We feel that they're a part of great execution and extra effort. And regardless of how they come, you want to be more explosive. Right now we're at about 10.3% of our plays, so we're short about 2.7% of our goal, and anything above that we'll take. But we're working on that.
What are those numbers?
10.3% of our plays.
Are what?
Explosives. And we're looking for 13.
13%? Mm-hmm. And what do you define as an explosive play?
I can give you that, then you could do the charting for us, but we're going to keep that in-house. Yeah, it's different depending on what type of play call it is.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you what the maximum you can get out of each play.
Yes, kind of. Yep.
And so you're not that far off, or you're very far off?
Now, 2.7, you know, percent 7 games into it is a fairly substantial number. It's not something we can't overcome, but we have some work to do there.
There's still a development aspect to it.
Yeah, we need to execute better. You know, the thing that's been hurting us the last couple weeks, we're not getting enough plays. You know, our goal is 70-plus plays a game, and there's a good picture of what it looks like when we play well, when we execute, and when we come out on top in games. And the number one thing is we have a 70-plus play average. We're about 71 plays, maybe just under. When we play well and we come out on top. So we need attempts at the plate. That's number one, and that starts with execution, whether it's running, whether it's, you know, screens, whether it's passing the ball, whether it's third down execution. We need more attempts at the plate.
Do you guys kind of look at the Washington game as still that game where you kind of put everything together and kind of that's how you want it to look?
Yeah, you know, Washington, we were beneficiaries of great field position and turnovers, and we executed fairly well, and it was a good night for us. I thought when you go back and you look at the Atlanta game, we fought through some things early in the game, and we executed well and got stronger as the game went on. And I thought we executed fairly well there in that game as well. But that's the picture. We have to do a better job playing disciplined football and doing it with poise. And making sure that regardless of what happened on the last play, it doesn't affect the next play. And we're always going to put ourselves in position to execute, not get behind the chains, so we're not chasing things that aren't there. And when you win the down and you have a chance to move the chains, you get more attempts at the plate. And things usually work out a little better that way.
Okay, especially since the Cruz and Jennings have group around Eli is very young.
Mm-hmm.
Does that limit or affect what you do and or can do in the offense as those guys are still learning?
It doesn't limit you. It may change some things you do simply because you want to tailor what you're doing to the players and their strengths. But no, it doesn't limit us. We have a lot of confidence in the guys who have come in and played for the players who've gotten nicked. Whether they've gotten nicked or whether they're out for a long period of time. And our young guys are very conscientious guys. They're hardworking. They're bright. And we expect the more that we play and the farther we get into the season that's going to really show up and help us.
Can you look at the Pittsburgh game against the Colts and say, they did this, and this well, we can do the same thing?
Obviously, you know, anytime you look at an opponent, you try to take a look at the plan of the previous team you're following. But Pittsburgh was on fire that night. They had a great night. And, I had a chance to watch that game, playing tackle football with the kids on the floor. But, you know, that's a different story there. But I had a chance to watch the game and got bits and pieces of it when it was on TV before we got to the game film. And, they did a good job protecting, and a lot of things, you know, it starts there. It starts with protection. So they protected them up fairly well. They have some good speed athletes that, you know, when you protect them up and Ben has a chance to extend plays, and they're running away from some man-to-man coverage, He made some great, great accurate throws on the move, extending plays, and they played well. They played very well.
You talked before about, you know, you want more explosive plays, and maybe one of the things you want more at-bats, more plays, but is there anything you can do to facilitate that by changing anything that you do, or is it a matter you do what you do, and then the players have to kind of do the rest?
No, we're all in this. We're all in this together, and I said that from day one. And you know what I can do is I can give us some more opportunities where maybe the primary read for the quarterback is something that has a chance that we can throw the ball down the field. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. You know, a lot of things go into that. You know, anytime you call a play, a pass play, there's a different. Fits into a different category. Could be a down the field throw. Could be a shot play. Could be a completion mentality call. Could be a seam beater. But the coverage, the access, the matchup, the protection, and his feet tell him where to go with the ball. The play call doesn't tell him to go with the ball. And that's what I think Eli's been doing, you know, in the transition, has been doing a fine job with that, listening to his feet. He had a good day today with his feet, and I expect that to continue. But the last thing we want to do is force anything. You know, we want to let the game come to us. We're not going to press. You know, you don't get anywhere pressing.
When you say 13%, just that, is there a specific reason why 13?
Leads to wins.
Puts you
top five in the league.
With Andre Williams, what do you hope? Obviously, he got the two starts last time. What just moving forward? What are some of the things you maybe hope that he picked up from those games and can apply moving forward?
Andre, you know, when you take a look at his body of work so far, you know, we need to do a job. We need to do a better job of getting him the linebacker level and beyond. Once he gets to, you know, the second level and has a chance to run through arm tackles, you know, he's a tough guy to bring down. We're working with him to slow his pace down a little bit, cut at the feet of the offensive line. And a lot of young runners, you know, aren't very patient. And I think that'll come with time and reps.